This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today. Oh God of revival, let hope
arise, death is overcome. And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So great that you're joining us today. We have an awesome guest in studio with us, Aaron Abu, and we have an amazing event coming up. And so if you only have a minute to listen, I want Aaron to start right from the beginning and say, this is what's happening.
This is what's happening.
You have right. A song running around in your head. I know you were telling me already this morning.
For 3 months. 3 months.
All right. So we have a great event coming up at the Lyric Theater.
Yes.
Martin County. Stewart. Mm-hmm. And who all is going to be there?
Well, we have an addition that...
Oh, really?
Because it is honoring first responders and veterans, and so there's a patriotic theme,
okay,
that's going to be involved in it. So I've invited the South Fork High School Collar Guard and the drum line to come.
Excellent.
And open for the little concert, and so they're going to do their thing and march down the aisles, and then they'll turn around and I think stand still looking at the audience while we perform our recording of America the Beautiful to kick off the show.
This is going to be a really big deal. Okay, first of all, Aaron, we have listeners, they don't know who you are, but they probably, hopefully, have heard your music. You are a world known and very well respected, and you have highest accolades, I think, what, for 2025? For sax?
Yes.
The highest...
The highest award that you can win, it's the World Entertainment Award for Best Instrumental Pop Artist in the World.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And now what?
And you're a man of God. Yeah, where do you go from there, right?
Well, I think it's just another tool, actually, for us to use in our ministry.
And, yeah, for sure.
And to show how we can cross platforms and bring people to know Christ, and I think it's a great thing. It actually helps.
So this is tremendous, and Aaron's going to be with us through the program this morning, and so we're going to be talking a lot more about this. But Tunnel to Towers is an amazing organization that's working with first responders, military. How did you get connected with them, and why are you coming back to Stewart here to do this fundraising event?
Well, I can't take all the credit. Actually, my promotions manager, Vicki Westbrook, up in Ocala, brought Tunnel to Towers to my attention.
Okay.
Her father was a police officer, and I think maybe his father was a police officer as well, and then her late husband was a fire chief down in South Florida. And so she brought that organization to my attention, and we took a look, and it didn't take... but one look just to say we were on board. And
okay,
we were looking for actually a charity to partner with our ministry, Music for Life Ministries. And I was real close to partnering with St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And I just know they have so many partners with them.
Sure.
And I wanted something maybe a little bit different. But I wanted to make sure that we could, that the money that we raise is being used for the purpose of the charity. And so we signed up, and here we are. We're a year and a half later. And we have 9 concerts and a gala scheduled for the next 6-7 months.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, I'm going to be
busy. Yes. Now, this is coming up October the 30th.
Yes.
October the 30th at the Lyric Theater in Stuart, Florida,
yes.
Martin County. Easy to get to from everywhere. So whether you're on the other coast, you're down in Miami, Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Port St. Lucie, Indian River County, up in Vero Beach, and of course here in Stuart and Port St. Lucie, looking to pack the Lyric out. And so
we need to pack it out. We need to pack it out. Yes.
I know that you're not looking at seats, but I heard that they're going pretty quick, and so that's a good thing.
It is.
And so you can go online to the Lyric, and you can purchase tickets there. Again, this is coming up on the 30th of October, and you have some other guests with you that are going to be a part of the team as you're playing that evening.
I do.
What can people expect when they come to this event?
Well, they're going to be able to experience probably the 2 best, most known recording artists in Miami that are on multiple records, multiple albums. What people don't realize is that the best artists are the ones that are in the background, the ones that actually record with the artist. They're the ones that actually make that record. And so we will be Manny Lopez, guitarist and producer. Manny Lopez will be with us. Manny has over 200 Grammy certificates.
Wow.
He's on albums such as Gloria Estefan, Ricky Martin, Shakira, Christina Aguilera, Julio Iglesias, Enrique Iglesias, Michael Bolton, the Bee Gees, Santana.
Wow.
So that's talent that you don't get to see on the stage. Also will be violinist Pedro Alfonso. Same thing. Pedro has over 200 Grammy certificates. Same artist. You know, those are the ones that actually I can pronounce their names. There's a lot, you know, they do a lot for Sony Latin, so I wouldn't even attempt to try to pronounce those names. But they'll be with us on the stage, and it'll be a really, really great night of music.
All right, so this is it is an event to raise funds for Tunnel to Towers, which actually provides homes and communities that are safe, that really give an opportunity for a restored life to many who have been in the military.
Oh, yes.
And first responders as well. And I believe there are at least 2 of these areas in Florida that are being built. Is that correct?
There are. There is Veterans Village in
okay.
Bradenton, and then there's a Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes.
Mm. Awesome.
And we got to experience one of the dedications. It's been a few months now. Very touching experience. You know, there's not a dry eye at the event, and it's well supported. It's amazing. I would, if anyone had the opportunity to experience it, you'd be all in, and I'd have to hold this at a stadium somewhere, this concert. So
Because yeah. the event is so so needed and so moving.
Very, very much. Yes.
Wow, that's tremendous. So to all of our family, you're listening, this is a great opportunity for the body of Christ to come alongside of those who put their life on the line really every day.
Absolutely.
And those who have come back wounded as a result of it. And this is an opportunity to have an amazing evening out. And my wife reminded me that we are with relatives out of state, or we would be at the Lyric for sure that night. My wife absolutely loves the saxophone. And I have been listening to your music. It is so relaxing. It really is. It's like, man, this is awesome. And you do some very well-known music that is secular. This is not per se a Christian sacred music night. There will be a mixture of secular. What are some of the songs that might show up?
Well, we're going to do some songs from the new album Anthem, the one that won the award. So
okay.
we will performed new arrangements. Now, these are not cover songs. These are new arrangements of popular songs back in the day.
Okay.
So, Stairway to Heaven, A Whiter Shade of Pale, Color My World, Hello, the old Lionel Richie song. Mm. And then I'll probably put in maybe, I'm going to share a little bit of a testimony.
Okay.
About maybe 3 minutes worth. I'm going to try not to talk too much at that concert. And so I'll probably throw in a little Amazing Grace right in the middle of the show.
Okay.
You know, ask people if they want to know a little bit about the artist. And I will explain to them how I got started here in Stewart, Martin County, back in 1997, first concert at the Lyric Theater.
Wow. And I want to talk a little more about that in just a minute, Aaron. But I want you to set this song up, How Great Thou Art. It's on one of your albums somewhere. How could people find this music?
Well, if they go to aaronabu.com or just Google Aaron with an E, E-I-R-I-N-N-A-B-U, and it'll come up everywhere, but they can go to the website and listen to it. I put all 87 songs on our website so you can listen to all of them.
That's awesome.
Without having to download them. And you can get them on Spotify and all the other platforms.
So I want you to keep your dial set right here at 89.9. We're going to be back in just a minute. There are several other events we are going to be telling you about. In fact, coming up on the 25th of September, the 25th, that is almost here, we are going to be joining together the body of Christ. When I say we, the body of Christ, we are going to be joining together right here on the Treasure Coast for a Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. There are so many things that prayer alone is going to move, and we desperately need a spiritual breakthrough, an awakening, revival in our nation and our families with our children. It is so important. And so we're going to be meeting up. A church has made their facilities available, Pastor Durham, right here at New Hope in Palm City, Florida. Great church. And we will be coming from St. Lucie County and maybe some from Indian River County, Palm Beach County, Okeechobee, and Martin County. And we're going to have a great night. 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock is going to be leaders praying for the Treasure Coast, different issues. And we're going to have some people leading in prayer from our own station. John Nelson has just agreed to come and pray. John's very involved in the whole aspect of addiction and breaking the chains, and he has his hands dirty with the dust of the world, you know, but he has the love of God in his heart. And so we're going to have a lot of great leaders coming together. Hoss Wiggins from he's a chaplain with the fire department. It's going to be one of those that's going to be leading out. Several pastors will be participating. But then at 7 o'clock, Paul Wilbur, who is a messianic psalmist known all over the world, who has raised up many other psalmists in the messianic community, we're going to have a powerful evening of worship and ministry, celebration. I stand with Israel, and I stand with the covenant of God. Right now in our nation, where we have so much division and so much confrontational pain, we really need to understand that God's love is the only answer. God so loved that he gave his son. And God is still doing that. He's still giving life. And so I want to welcome you, encourage you to be a part. You can go to TCC Alliance, TCC Alliance. And there you can make a donation of $10 and you can get tickets. However, I have some tickets to give away this morning. And so I am going to give to the fourth caller, not the first, second, or third, but the fourth caller, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer with our guest Paul Wilbur and his entire ministry team. Also, Raleigh, Washington. If any of you remember Promise Keepers with Coach. Raleigh, Washington was a right-hand man working with Coach in that ministry, and he is going to be there as well. Just talking about racism and how it's a work of the devil, and we just really need to have the love of God in our nation to bring our hearts back to the altar and restore our nation again. We definitely need that. We're going to go to a song, and this song is How Great Thou Art, and people can find you. You already told that. And you have a lot of sacred, don't you? A lot of sacred music. Let's go to this right now. Be right back. And that was Aaron Abu, who is sitting right here in the studio. But when did you record that? It's been a while back.
It's one of my first. That was originally on our New Creation album when I came out of the darkness and became a new creation, actually, out of that mental illness grip that the devil had on my life for a bit.
Wow. So this
pulled me out of it. So this was one of the first recordings after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long of a period of time was that, that dark, dark period?
Well, the healing process was 3 years.
3 years, okay.
3 years, so we're looking at 16 years ago.
Wow.
And what I learned was, I learned a couple of really cool lessons, because I was always a guy that donated my music and my time for charity events. Matter of fact, I did it when I lived in Stewart for so many organizations here, and especially breast cancer. And you know, when someone's diagnosed with breast cancer, your friends are automatically going to come and say, we're going to make you better. We're going to fix
you. Right.
But what God showed me going through my storm, when he said, I will eliminate your circle of confusion, he showed me the real lesson. The only way to fix the storm was by the gospel, by learning the word, by reading the word, by listening to the word. That was my medicine. And so that's what got me through and got me healing was I literally was listening to the Bible like 7 hours a day.
Wow. So what was your storm? People are listening. Somebody's listening today. They're in a storm today. What was your storm?
I don't want to get too
You don't have to go into it too deep.
What happened was I had become Nashville's number one new artist as a saxophone player. It was really neat because they were trying new things. So the CMA Country Music Association was exploring different things. And I don't know if you ever remember a saxophone player named Boots Randolph.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, you know, played honky tonk and all those really cool songs, country songs, yakety sax. They were trying new stuff. So I became Nashville's like number one new artist in 2005 and played on the CMA Awards. And it was all because of what happened here in Stewart with Dale Hudson and Seacoast Banks and St. Mary's Episcopal Church, just the opportunities that were given to me. So anyway, fast forward, I got all these endorsements, and if you bought a Lexus, my music came with the car. If you stayed in hotels, my music was on your pillow, a lot of promo, and I mean, we're talking million CD orders at a time.
Wow.
So it just was like a tidal wave. Well, anyway, I went through a storm, a situation where it was unusual, and it's in my book, and I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but it was unusual. It had to do with, you know, divorce and being remarried and something like that.
What is the name of your book? I don't know that we promoted that.
It's called Circle of Confusion.
Circle of Confusion.
Circle of Confusion.
And that would be, that's under Aaron Abu.
Yes,
okay, continue.
Yes. And so anyway, my storm actually got into the press.
Okay.
And with the press, they put news articles out there all across the United States. And that happening to me developed a paranoia of anybody Googling me. And it got to a point where I wanted out of my skin in the worst way. I mean, I couldn't even live in my own body.
It was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. I was so ashamed, and I lost my endorsements. I lost my record deal, kind of like a country song there. Yeah. No pun intended, but it was called Sax in the Country there, that CD. So I found myself actually in a hotel room, the Howard Johnson's Room 101, Aiken, South Carolina. I had such darkness, but then when I found out how to get out of my skin, I had such relief, and therefore I was in the danger zone, which is in the suicide danger zone, and I was getting ready to commit the act. And
you're really at the end of yourself.
I was at the bottom. I was at the bottom, but
yeah.
The interesting thing is when you cross that bridge to go to the other side where you are in danger, you're fooled. You feel this euphoria that comes over you where you're relieved. It's like, okay, I don't have to deal with this anymore.
It's a lie.
It is a great lie. And so I'm in the room, I'm looking out the window, and I'm reminiscing about life and my family and just different things. And then I was getting ready to get up and actually do this thing. And then that's when I heard God's voice. I heard this.
Audible?
It was audible. And every time I've told this testimony, it was perfect. There was no loud. There was no soft.
It was just there.
It was there. I could hear where it came from. It was to my right side. And he said, if you focus on me 100%, I will eliminate your circle of confusion.
Wow.
And I was already broken. I mean, I couldn't have been any more broken, but I just lost it. And then he directed me to a laptop that was in my room to go to YouTube and type Amazing Grace. And this man named Wintley Phipps, I don't know if you know Wintley Phipps, came up. And I was looking at the Gaithers in the background. I'm like, Gaithers are normally singing. And then I watched that whole story with Whitley, and it just blew me away. And then I didn't know who Creflo Dollar was, Creflo Dollar Ministries up in Atlanta, but I started watching him, and just the combination of everything just started.
God had a plan.
Well, what it did, God got me through the night. See, that's called containment. That's called intervention. God intervened within a minute.
Wow, that's awesome.
At the right time. And so that, and then my lesson really was to learn that really the only way that can truly heal us spiritually is learning the word.
Yeah.
You know, because back then, when someone said gospel, I just thought it meant music. Oh, you mean gospel music? Yeah. You know, but there was more to it.
Wow. So,
so here I am.
Yeah. So that's a powerful, powerful season in your life. And okay, so what does Stuart and the Lyric and the Hudsons and all of these different things, I mean, you're kind of coming back home here, aren't you?
I am. Well, you know, Stuart reminded me, like when I recorded that Sax in the Country album and it was done and I came home and they have this event called Dancing in the Streets.
Yes, downtown
in,
Stuart.
In August, the hottest time
right.
of year.
Great planning, right?
but they, Stuart is, to me, was, at least back then, was a good old boys town. It was a community of philanthropy and Christianity and churches popping up and just a lot of folks working together on the same side of the street.
Yep.
Okay. Not like we are right now.
Right. Right.
But it was a very helpful and encouraging community. You'd walk into Gold's Gym and everyone would say, "Wow, you're looking great today," you know?
Yeah.
Or you know, and people would show up for these fundraisers and well, if I would have
just
been
on, because.
If just because.
Just because they wanted to support.
And I always tell people, if there was an American Idol back then, and I was a finalist, there would have been a parade here.
Yeah, right, right.
Because this town
right.
was so
was family.
It was family, totally yeah. family, you yeah. know? And everybody could count on, you know, each other. You knew if you're going to hold a charity event, you could go, this person, that person, that person. Sure, I'm in. How much yeah. do you need? What do you need? You know, can we help you out?
Yeah.
Actually, I was saved in St. Lucie County, which is just a stone throw from
yep.
From here. In 1996, I was saved here. I was baptized here. And,
wow.
And, you know, so this to me, even though I was born and raised somewhere else, Hagerstown, Maryland, to me, Stuart is home. You know, I miss it. Mm-hmm. I think about it every single day, just about.
Well, once again, if you're just tuning in, I am talking with Aaron Abu, and we are looking at an event that is coming up in Stuart. It's going to be right here at the Lyric Theater, October the 30th, and I believe it starts, what, around 6 o'clock in the evening?
7.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
7.
Tickets are available. You can go to the Lyric Theater and purchase those tickets coming up October the 30th, 7 p.m. Only one show, right?
Only one show. But if they do get there at 6, they can come back and we can
you
have
come
a chat.
Back.
We can talk.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
It's an open door policy with me. I'm not one of those hide in the green room kind of guy.
So, again, this event is raising awareness and raising resources to go toward Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes by providing mortgage-free homes. I've seen some of this on TV. It's promoted. It's in the news. It's really awesome. But right here in Martin County is going to be an opportunity to be a part of that. And we're going to get back to you, Aaron, again in just a couple minutes. Karen, you have some mail, something here from the county we need to get out?
Yes. The Martin County Board of County Commissioners is looking to fill a vacancy on the Library Board of Trustees. You can contact Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756 if you're interested in filling that vacancy.
Okay. All right. And do you have something else?
Yep. We have the Silver Jubilee of the annual Bible Reading Marathon, which is
great event.
Going to be starting October 2nd through October 6th. And there are 365 15-minute time slots to fill, to complete the reading of God's Word over the nations and Israel. And if you're interested in participating in that, you could call Eddie or Joanne Rodriguez or text them at 561-670-0469. And they're thrilled that Pastor Donna Hilton, who was the her and Pastor Gene, the original
founders of that,
she's going to be there as well. So again, the Silver Jubilee of the annual Bible reading marathon. Where 20, else?
25 years.
Where else can you stand and proclaim the Word of God freely?
Mm-hmm. With the reading of the entirety of the Word of God.
That's right.
This really is strong, and I have had an opportunity to drop in there. Normally it's late at night when I'm free, and I go and I, you know, it's like there's no real competition. You can step up, and and I don't like to talk about fear, but my only fear in reading is that I will end up with all of those names. I'll just show up at the moment when there's all these names that cannot be pronounced by any sane American. Well, I'm sure most of you could, but you know, and the enemy's like, oh, why don't you get one of those? And then you'll be really embarrassed and like, get over it. We're here to lift up the, you know, Amen. The Word of God. And so everyone that has a heart to be a part, get that call out again. How can they reach the Rodriguezes?
They can reach them at 561-670-0469. You can either call or text.
And you can call us here at the station. You can come in for 15 minutes, stay longer, you know, whatever's on your heart. I've been out there when it's raining, and people still come, and they sit out there, you know, and they're praying and ministering. And I believe all around that area there are testimonies of people that have just got up in the middle of the night. They live maybe over in the river or something, and they hear the Word of God being read, and, you know, God's just speaking to them. And, Aaron, you were talking about that, too, the power of the Word of God that just, to me, it's like the Holy Spirit washing machine. You know, it's able to cleanse and renew and restore us in so many powerful ways. So that's coming up. The dates again, Karen?
That is October 2nd.
October the 2nd.
To the 6th.
October the 2nd through the 6th.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, they used to have this in November, you know, to coincide with Veterans Day.
Right.
But they're pushing it up a little bit earlier.
Well, all the air show, I think, competed a bit with that
right.
in the past, and so it's kind of hard to talk over, you know, the planes
right,
coming through,
over.
Right, you know, at least during the daytime. So that's coming up. Again, I want to mention that we're going to have a powerful day of prayer, Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. It's coming up on September the 25th. That is really going to happen soon, and it's going to be at Palm City New Hope. They have made their facility available to the body of Christ here in the Treasure Coast. And I want to thank Pastor Gary, his entire team, and the great church there for opening up its doors for the community to come in and spend time in prayer for our region. That's going to start at 6 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, we have the entire ministry team with Paul Wilbur, his son Nathan. We also have Raleigh Washington that's going to be there. Racism is going to get a punch in the nose that night, let me tell you. This is going to be confronted with truth, and the enemy loves to destroy by division. He loves to do that, and this is going to be a night of healing and restoration and prayer right here in the Treasure Coast. There's going to be powerful worship, and we always have people say, you know, are we going to be able to come with our flags and come and dance and do all of that? Well, I'm sure we're going to have some room for that. That's not, you know, that is not banned from this event. It will be a celebratory night, but it's going to be a powerful night, and God is going to move. And I had a young person recently come to me and talk to me about why Israel. Why would the church care about Israel? Why would we pray for Israel? Why would we want to protect Israel? Why does that matter? And I thought, here's a young man. He's you know, just in his teens, and yet he is being introduced to indoctrination that is coming from those who just love to tear things up. And we know where that comes from. The Word of God says the enemy has come, Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life. So this is coming up. The Treasure Coast Alliance is the sponsor, but this is coming up on the 25th. I have some tickets in my hand. I have not heard the phone ring. It's caller number 4, and caller number 4 can have up to 4 tickets. So you call in, let me know what you got. I have 4 in my hand. I will make them available. Caller number 4. And somebody's saying, well, I want to wait a little bit because I want caller 1, 2, and 3 to get in there before number 4. Well, give us a shout. Give us a shout. Let us know. And we look forward to seeing you there. That is coming up soon.
And that number to call is 772-221-1100.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. That is so important. I just think everybody ought to know that number, right? It should be in your phone. You just pull it up. Erin Abu, I just love the first phone call I had with you. You called in, and I'm like, man, I feel like this is my brother.
You are my brother.
I just didn't know that. I didn't know you. And it was like you started talking about the region, the area, different pastors, different churches, different events, and how God has worked in your life. And, you know, it's awesome for the body of Christ to come together. And so you're on right here at WCNO. This is an event to raise money for, this is not just in the kingdom. This is like reaching our world with the love of God. That's what this is about. And so, again, you have partnered with Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and you, along with some friends, you were just talking about the violinist is going to be there. And so you have a couple guests. Once again, for people just tuning in, because every 15 minutes our whole team changes out there. Erin Abu is with us. He is the most highly acclaimed saxophonist at this point in the world. And what a beautiful instrument.
Thank you.
Where did that instrument come from anyway?
My mom made me do it.
Your mom made you do it?
Yes,
did she really?
My mom made me do it. She did. When I was 10, she brought home the saxophone. Of course, Dad was a trumpet player, so there was probably a little discussion.
Okay.
About is it going to be sax or trumpet? Mom wanted, evidently. And so I was in the fourth grade. Now, my mom made me practice every day for 30 minutes and make my bed before I could go out and play with my friends.
Are you serious? Were you in Florida at the time?
No, I grew up in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Maryland. So this happened in Maryland, okay.
Yes, and I remember looking out the window at my friends riding bicycles back and forth, and yeah. I was like, oh, come on. She'd say, no, you've got to practice your sax, and by the way, make your bed. So there's a little joke that goes around, because my mom really did a number, because when I play music, I usually play for about 30 minutes a day when I can.
Yes.
I don't call it practice. I just go over songs just so I don't forget them. And then I make my bed. I stay in hotels a lot, and I make my bed even when I check out.
Are you serious?
I tell people if you're going to go, well, back then it was either a Motel 6 or Red Roof Inn, but I tell them, if you're going to check in a Red Roof Inn, you might want to make sure that I wasn't in the room before you, because the maids probably didn't clean it. They didn't need it. The bed was already.
You put it together.
I put it together.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I'm not OCD or anything, but I just was taught by my mom. Just
part of that. Part of the growing up.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Wow, so that was the beginning, and then how old were you when you moved to Martin County?
Oh, Martin County, 1995, from Atlanta. I'm 64. I did say that right.
So you're a young man.
Whoa. So I was just getting ready to get into it was before midlife. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in my 30s, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a calculator?
Dave,
got
to get.
But do we need an exact number?
Yeah. We do not have high scores on math here as a team.
Well,
I hate to admit
that.
I've been here seven years.
You've been here 7
at the station. Yeah.
Okay. But
July
your
was 7 years.
Your voice is very familiar to me.
Well, I've been in town since I was 5, so I've been here a long time.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. Because I would listen to this station every time that I drove by, even when I didn't live in
it. Really?
you know, wow. You drive up 95, and I would always hear the commercial about my good old friend Bill Williamson's gutter guy.
Bill. And he sold and retired, I think. I think he's retired.
I think he and Sandy are going to be there.
Excellent. That's going to be great. Now, you have a gift to give.
Oh, we do, yes.
Yeah, well, you have a gift to give.
I have a gift.
You have a gift to give, and tell us about that.
You speaking of the tickets?
Yes, okay. Tickets.
We are going to give away two tickets, good seats, to the Maryland Theater performance October the 30th. And if you don't mind saying that phone number one more time to this station where they can call in.
You said Maryland?
What? No, I'm talking about the tickets to the... Did I say the Maryland?
You said the Maryland. You have a lot going on.
This radio show needs to be in the afternoon.
I know, it's too early in the morning. Over. No, yeah. I know. You just made the bed. I know. We're catching you early.
It's at the Lyric Theater.
There you go.
Downtown Stewart, where I had my very first performance ever in my career back in 1997. So fast forward, October 30th. This fundraising event for Tunnel to Towers, helping catastrophically injured first responders and veterans get a home, get a roof over their heads. And so now the phone number, so do they need to call in for these?
They do. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100.
And I just might deliver those tickets if it's between today and tomorrow.
Wow. So
I'll put that out there.
Give us a call. First person that calls in?
As long as you live in town.
As long as you live in town. Two tickets for this event at the Lyric Theater coming up on the 30th. And, you know, I was reading a little more about the Tunnel to Towers, and Stephen Seiler, I guess, who actually died on 9/11. That was kind of maybe some of the movement to establish this. But after running through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel with 60 pounds of gear to reach the Twin Towers to be a part of that rescue mission that took place there. So what a great organization. So those of you that are listening today, I know people are buying tickets. Go ahead and do that. But we have two tickets available. And phone number again, Karen?
That number is 772-221-1100.
Dave, you have something that I wanted to work into the morning. And Aaron, don't leave us because we're going to go to another one of your songs and have you set it up just as I am in a little bit. But Dave, you have a note that came to us from one of our listeners. And I think it's really a great note. I like it a lot.
It's a praise report about the station. It's from Karen, and I don't know. It came in through the internet, so I don't know where she lives.
Sure.
I'm sure in our listening, if not certainly on planet Earth.
But anyway, sure.
I just want to share this. She says, good afternoon. I've been listening to WCNO radio since the late 1990s, and it has completely changed the trajectory of my life, and praise be to Jesus, saved me for all of eternity. I've been listening on your Christian radio station every morning on my way to work, to and from work, all of these years, and have been so very, very blessed by your programming. The quality of the programming is so full of truly anointed teachers, sharing and explaining God's word in a way that is truly illuminating and applicable. WCNO has always played wonderful music in addition to these life-changing teachings. In my humble opinion, I've recently noticed what appears to be some changes in the music that you're playing, and I'm really enjoying the songs you are now playing way more than in the past. The songs are exceptionally moving and powerful in strengthening my faith and lifting me up. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I just wanted to let you all know that I have noticed the changes in your music program and am enjoying and benefiting from it very, very much. Your radio station is changing many lives each and every day, and I'm sure I speak for many when I share that I am very grateful to each of you all for the work you all are doing to expand the Lord's kingdom. We are all so very blessed to have such an amazing and wonderful Christian radio station in our area. Thank you to you all. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. With tremendous gratitude.
Amen.
Karen.
Amen. Karen, thank you so much for sharing.
Amen.
And to our Karen here who is kind of quiet sometimes, except unless she's on her program, Hidden Places, then she's not so quiet. But, Karen, there is a little bit of change in music selection, isn't there?
There is. You know, we had quite a bit of gospel music, Southern gospel, when Tom was here, and quite a large amount of gospel music. And, you know, maybe that is how
couple
the station was. A
couple thousand songs, maybe?
Yeah, early on. You know, for many years it was like that. And just over time, you know, people change, tastes change. But, you know, the station is trying to reach a large demographic of people. So, Jonathan, when you came in, you know, your idea is to kind of just take the best of the best of all the different genres. So since, you know, you've been here 7 years, I've been here a little bit longer, but we've been trying to kind of get a balance of the different music. Maybe you feel like it's all one way and not another way, but we're trying to mix it in so that it's balanced for everybody.
So Kingdom Gold. It might be old, but if it's Kingdom Gold, it's still good. And so that's a position we take on really the top hits from, it looks like we have a winner. Uh-huh. All right. So Karen's going to tell us about that. And so we really look at what's happening with worship in the church. And you have a tremendous heart for worship, Karen, and you are constantly looking what is happening with worship. And so we really are interested in having that as a part of our ministry. We pull from the Kingdom Gold from the past, but we also have now gradually, over the last few months, looking to start bringing in the top 40 songs. And so we're beginning to add. Because let's face it, the young people that are being raised up now, that God is touching their lives, changing their lives, God is speaking through them. And there's a whole generation that needs to be reached for God. And the one thing that's exciting is to hear and to see that thousands on our college campuses are coming to Christ. They may not dress just like me. Their hair may not be like what my dad required when I was a kid. I see some with green, yellow, purple, blue. And let's face it, God finds us where we are, and we have a generation that needs to be reached for Christ, and God is reaching through these new believers and through these musicians. And doing an awesome thing. So we're very carefully and prayerfully bringing in the top 40. And that doesn't mean every song is going to be on the station, but it does mean that we're going to look to work some of that into our rotation now. So we're going to balance the past, the current, with what God is doing now. And I'd like you to pray with us in that process. And just like Karen, she recognized that, mm-hmm. and she's saying, thank you. Thank you. All right, Aaron, back to you. We have an awesome event coming up. I actually have a song that's here, and I need you to set it up, Just As I Am. Tell us about the song.
Well, that's very important, Just As I Am, because when I talk to friends of mine that do not go to church, a lot of them believe that because they're not fixed, you know, depending on their lifestyles and what they have going on, and no matter what it is, because they're not fixed, they don't feel like they can go to church. It's kind of like going to a doctor, right? You've got a doctor's appointment, you're going to stop eating all that fatty food and all that stuff because you're getting a lab test done.
What do you mean?
I
have to get on the scales. My wallet, my shoes, my, you know, my keys, everything. No, right.
So it's like that. You know, God accepts us, just like you said, right where we are.
At the well, wherever the well is.
Wherever we are, whatever we're going through. I just want to encourage people to go to church. It's so important that we bring people back to church, because you're going to get support. You're going to have friends. You're going to be able to go to small groups. You're going to be able to listen to great worship. And I want to say something right now is the Holy Spirit is powerful when you feel it. And I feel it in this room.
Yeah.
I feel it right here.
I do too.
And I'm like getting ready to get emotional. And I'm trying not to get emotional because I don't want to go there. But I feel it here. And I just really appreciate that. And so just as I am, this song coming up, you know, just no matter where you are in life, don't feel like you've got to fix yourself before you can go to church.
Right.
You know, God is going to work in your heart, and it'll be in His time, your time. And by the way, don't worry about what anybody else thinks either.
Yeah.
If you're called, if you're called to the altar, go. Don't worry about what people are thinking. Just go, because it's your moment.
That's awesome. Amen. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. And Aaron, that was Just As I Am. When was that put to recording?
That was on our Hymns album, which I believe it's about 6 years old.
Wow.
Maybe five.
Boy, that just sucks me.
I love that song.
Into a whole different world. I'm back in a youth camp. I'm back, you know, when I was a kid. I'm watching a Billy Graham crusade, and the song is playing, and the same call of God is going out right now, this morning. And you may be in your car, you may be in your home, you may be in a nursing home, a hospital, wherever you may be today. You may be at work. And God is calling the same, and that's one thing, Karen, you were talking about, Aaron and Dave, we all been talking about this, that it's awesome that that God doesn't require the fish to be clean before they get caught. You know, I kind of grew up in that environment where, you know, you got to really be nice and clean, you know, and I think the Jesus Revolution movie kind of brought that back to the forefront, that God just went way outside the church and found people that no one thought even had any interest in coming to God. And that may be your neighbor, or it may be you today. And we're going to have a moment of prayer in just a couple minutes. But Karen, we have a message coming in from you
for Aaron.
For Aaron,
that,
okay.
Linda will be the recipient of those tickets that you are giving.
So Linda, okay.
Linda. And I guess Sherry will have all that info out there.
Hi, Linda. Make sure you come up and say hello at the concert. I don't see an address on there, so I guess she's going to pick
Sherry
them up.
Yeah, Sherry will have all that.
Sherry will have that. Yeah, we won't give Linda's address out over on air, but we do try to protect that. Listen, we just have a few minutes left, but I'm so touched by the heart of God that I hear coming out through your gifting, through the saxophone, and you could play anything and God's going to be speaking through that. But I hear the heart of God as you speak in the studio here today.
Amen.
And there may be a musician, there may be a young man, a young lady today, maybe somebody's at the end of their rope, maybe somebody that's listening today is saying, I don't know if there's any hope for me. And you know how to pray for people like that. Somebody may want to just say, today's my day to give everything up and come to God. So would you lead us in a closing time of prayer for
that? Yes. Heavenly Father, I realize that today that we are at a place with some events, unfortunate events that took place recently,
yes,
that
Father.
This is our opportunity to shine. Yeah. It's our chance that actually we can actually build the kingdom to a place, bring it to a place that it's never been before. Unfortunately, the acts that have happened, as devastating as they are, we can capitalize on that and make this a moment to where we can bring Christianity out and not be the minority, but be the power in our country that actually gets your name, Heavenly Father, out there in every household. Everyone that doesn't know you will learn to know you, Lord. They'll learn to experience the Holy Spirit and what it feels like for your insides to be completely overwhelmed with joy and love and grace and peace and just feel just a comfort that you've never felt before. I'm also going to just put in here, Heavenly Father, that if anyone is feeling the pain of feeling like they can't go on any longer, there's no hope, they're struggling through different storms, I'm asking, Heavenly Father, that you give them the strength, the ability to get the help that they need, to seek some counsel, to find a pastor, to find someone that can actually continue to help you